The following program is sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Each week, Team Reba will be bringing you a roundup of real estate and mortgage news, along with information about the local Puget Sound region, highlighting some of the best and brightest entertainment options, family events, neighborhood highlights, and local business interviews, so you can feel right at home in the Pacific Northwest.
All right, well, welcome once again to Open House with Team Reba. I'm sorry, I'm a little off my game today. This is Reba Haas of Team Reba.
And this is Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank.
And I'm a little off my game because I was on vacation last week.
Yeah, you should, there's a tequila bottle hanging out of your purse there. I just want to put that away.
All the goodies I brought back with me, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, well, I was hoping it was for me, but, you know.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, the non-goodie I brought back with me is my husband got sick while we were there and lost his voice on Wednesday night, right before we came back on Thanksgiving Day. And as soon as we got home, I started showing signs of what he had. So I was a little nervous about today because I had no voice on Sunday night or Monday.
Wow,
all
happier
day.
Here. Happier here.
Yeah. So I was told by our wonderful sound man, David, over there, that I had that husky quality about my voice today. I got the sexy voice going
deep
on.
Voice. Well, that's good.
Although the husky sound.
Just the mental thought of you being quiet would be kind of interesting to hear.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. My husband kept telling me, he's like, stop talking. I'm like, I don't know how.
Even though your lips are still moving, but the words weren't coming out.
Oh,
but
it was hilarious.
You were still giving it
the
good college stride.
Every client who talked to me yesterday, which happened to unfortunately be a whole lot of people, fortunately and unfortunately, right? While you're trying to conserve
Absolutely.
Your voice.
Yep, yep.
But they were all laughing because I was just like, hi, how you doing?
Squeak, squeak, squeak. Well, good. Well, glad you made it back in one piece and you were down at Cabo. Is that right?
Yes, I was down in Cabo. In fact, I brought with me, in case we feel like being nosy later, some of the real estate guides from down there. It was very interesting to compare what they had going on in real estate to here, and also very eye-opening on how much their pricing is so similar, mm-hmm. at least for when they're selling to the gringos.
Right. Yes, right? Things have really changed down there.
Oh, tremendous amount of new construction going up right now, because as the market has come back here, of course, the market has come back down there, especially because as people's portfolios in the stock market have risen back up over the last several years.
Yep.
They're now in a position to make retirement plans.
People are starting to buy those second homes or even buy their retirement homes.
I've had more people asking me about that lately. Even up here, I've got clients asking about stuff out on the coast. So there you go.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good.
So anyway, about the affordability of all that, can we start off with our market rate update?
Absolutely. Sure. We need a theme song for that. Maybe
we'll have to just kind of start getting
something going on in that.
We got to get some sounds.
Our esteemed producer, David Summers, we're going to put that, firmly in his lap.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, rates are looking good still, and we're actually down a little bit from last week. So everything is holding steady, going in the right direction. Standard conforming conventional loan is hovering right around the 4% range, some cases just a little bit lower than that.
Nice.
And 15-year fixed rates are hovering around 3.5%. Jumbo 30-year fixed rates are hovering around 3.875%, so just even a little nick under the 4% mark.
Have those gone up, though?
Yeah, they're up a little bit.
Okay.
But by and large, still staying relatively stable.
Okay. Okay,
and, the big forecasting right now, we're looking at the Federal Reserve. They'll be meeting the middle of December.
Oh, yes.
And right now, there still is probably a 60% expectation that they'll increase interest rates a little bit.
Yeah.
But most of the conventional wisdom out there right now is that even if they do, it's going to be very, very slowly. I was reading an article this morning that's estimating maybe 0.25% every quarter initially.
Okay.
So
All
if
right.
that's the case, that's not enough to cause, widespread mayhem in the financial markets and the mortgage markets. So, more of a...
But definitely a conversation I should probably start having with clients, though.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
We have people ramping up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Getting ready to purchase.
Yep, and you know, we don't want to panic. We don't want to see people, you know, the rates going crazy on us. You know, every now and then that will happen if there's a shock to the economy. You know, one of the things, I have customers asking all the time, well, what would cause the rates to go higher? What would cause them to go lower? And really, to go higher would be a sell-off in the bond market. That could be caused if there's extremely strong financial economic data coming out, something indicating that the economy is really, really rallying. What would cause the rates to fall at this point? Really, it would take a serious blow to our economy to cause the rates to go, you know, much lower at this point. And, you know, so that would have to be something pretty serious, terrorist event or something right. along that line.
Are any of the reports coming out about kind of spending for the holiday season, is that looked at all of consumer spending?
Absolutely. Those are considered a leading economic indicator, and a strong spending season. Again, kind of that means the economy will be maybe picking up steam a little bit. If consumer confidence is high, if we see people buying homes, right now there's new car purchases are off the charts right now going up.
Oh, wow.
Really
yeah.
strong. Lots okay. of people out there buying cars. And, you know, again, an indication that's going to keep our factories going, or, you know, if they're buying American cars, that is.
Mm-hmm.
And,
oh,
and
yeah.
so,
you well, know, of course, we just had, you know, Black Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Did you right. do any of the shopping like post Thanksgiving?
No.
I didn't. I got off basically the plane
yeah.
at 9:30 on Thursday night. And boom, was up working, and I've been nonstop all weekend.
Oh yeah,
nonstop. So I have absolutely nada on the Christmas shopping list.
I was going to. I even forgot about the headlines, and I got my car and I drove to REI,
one
of my favorite stores, and I saw the big clothes sign up. I'm like, oh yeah, they shut down for the day. So good for them.
And good for them.
Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
I have friends who work at REI, and I was so happy to see that they did that. I know everybody feels differently about stuff.
I found this site. Though this website
Uh-oh.
And it's a Seattle company, and you okay. go on and they got all this stuff and it's pretty affordable. You click one button and like the next day it shows up on my front porch.
It's, you mean like Amazon?
Yeah, that's it. Fantastic.
I know. I have Amazon Prime now myself. So,
yeah,
and a lot of my clients come from there. In fact, actually this weekend I was working with some of my Amazon clients, and as we were going through some of the condos in downtown, we
yeah.
went through like five different condos. I was joking as we walked into one on Queen Anne because there was five Amazon packages sitting
oh,
underneath the mailboxes. And I went, see, that's like,
I'm just waiting
that's
for the
strong employment, you know, security
oh,
right
I know.
There.
I'm just waiting
security.
For the day that you can buy a car that way. You know, I
yeah.
click. Do the one click and then a drone.
Oh, you know that's coming.
Well, yeah.
You know, there's rumor that they're looking into real estate. I don't know how real that is.
Because yeah.
I will tell you, everything this whole weekend talking with clients as we went into houses was them saying, it just doesn't always quite look like the pictures.
Funny
and I'm
about
like,
that.
Yeah, yeah, strange how that,
yeah.
that works.
Yeah,
it's
amazing with
yeah.
some creative. Oh, I know. I want to buy a car on Amazon and then have a big drone drop it in my driveway.
Oh, my God.
When I'm done. Be beautiful.
Anyway, all right. So you were finishing some stuff about rates, though. How
yes.
much more did you have to cover there?
Well,
I jumped on the jumbo part.
I think we're in good shape on rates still. So that
okay.
part's fantastic.
Okay. Well, how's the process of loans going right now?
Well, before I get to that,
okay.
I do want to say one thing on Black Friday, one of my favorite days of the year. Not for the whole shopping thing,
uh-huh.
but Friday, Black Friday is the day. That we announce new loan limits for our
yes.
counties, our conforming
yes.
conforming loan
that's,
limits.
That's one reason I was also asking about the jumbos, because I
right.
hear that they are going
yep.
up.
That's right. And there's a, just so everyone knows, there's a what's called a conforming conventional loan limit, and it also works for FHA and VA loans. And the base number for the country is 417,000. So if you're borrowing less than 417, mm-hmm. it's a conforming loan. If you're borrowing more than that, it would be considered a jumbo, or we call it agency jumbo
right.
type
typically
loan.
Typically also meaning that they have higher interest rates in the jumbo category.
Yeah, they can.
Typically,
they can be
but
a,
not
they,
always.
Yeah, they can be a little bit they can be a little bit higher. And in certain high price areas, high price mm-hmm. counties, or we call them SMAs, statistical metropolitan areas, There's a middle tier, which is called Agency Jumbo, where we go above $417,000, right, and still considered a conforming loan. And as a matter of fact, this month, the guidelines for these, what we call Agency Jumbo loans, will become parallel with the conforming loan rules, which is a good thing. Right now, if you go above that 417, it's still a conventional loan, but there's different rules, and they're a little bit more restrictive. Well, in a week or so here, those rules will all be synced up, so it'll all be the same, which is really good.
Does that also impact? Sorry, this just came up because of something I was reading over the weekend. Does that also impact mortgage insurance?
It can impact. Well, not necessarily. The mortgage insurance companies, private mortgage insurance companies, don't change their mortgage insurance premium based on whether it's a conforming or an agency jumbo type loan amount, but don't give them any ideas though either.
Oh, yeah,
okay?
No. I take it back.
But what's interesting, when the loan limits are set, they're set every year and they're based on the median sale price for homes, you know, in throughout the country. And for a loan limit to increase in an area, there was part of the Financial Recovery Act of 2008 that for a loan limit to increase in an area, we have to have regained all of the market loss we suffered since 2008.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So there's a lot of areas in the country where the home prices have gone up, but they're still at pre-2008 levels.
Right.
So their loan limits are not changing. They're going to be stuck at the $417,000 mark.
But that's not us.
That's not us. As a matter of fact, but there were only 39 counties in the whole nation that had increases in their loan amounts this year. So the big ones, I know, drum roll, King County, Pierce County, and Snohomish County, our local counties, were going up from $517,500 to $540,500. So $540,500. So if we're looking at a loan amount at $540,500 or less, that's going to be a conventional loan. It means you could buy a home in that range with a conventional loan with as little as 5% down.
Well, that certainly makes sense for us because if you remember in October, I was running some median price points for King County, and we were at, for the county, at like 550, and for City of Seattle, we were at 660.
That's right. That's
and
right.
And 880 in Bellevue.
It's looking good. When we come back, we'll talk about a few more numbers and more mortgage information and real estate information here on Open House at Team Reba.
If you'd like to call into the show, now's your chance. It's 866-712-1300.